This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves, bring up whatever it is that is on your mind here tonight as we are back for our first full show, back from our not really vacation, but working vacation.
It feels like we never left.
Yeah, to the, well, it actually didn't feel that way. To me, it's been a very strange week because normally conventions are on weekends, and this is a midweek convention, which the three of us actually attended tonight. Actually, in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Chris,
and Vin.
Vin Arani joining us here for a special Saturday episode. Normally, you are on Tuesdays, once a month, but actually, even if you could have made it this week, we wouldn't have been able to be here because we were going to be at the Blockchain Institute of Technology or for. Is it four? I keep screwing that up.
Four, I think.
The Blockchain Institute for Technology, a.k.a. AnyPay's headquarters. We did our show there on Tuesday.
Oh, interesting.
Which was the same place where a few days later you did an event called Bitcoin Heretics.
Yes, on Thursday we did this Bitcoin Heretics event. It was myself and Daniel Krawitz and Chris DeRose, who have been... now they're really becoming known as the preeminent, I guess you would say, philosophers in the Bitcoin, like, cryptocurrency space. And we wanted to have a conversation. We wanted to start talking about what the potential implications of hyper-Bitcoinization would be on a cultural level. So that's which is Daniel, a term that Daniel Krawitz coined. And I know
hyper-localization?
No, hyper-Bitcoinization.
Bitcoinization.
Yes. Which is, so the idea behind hyper-Bitcoinization is that, you know, when Bitcoin takes over the world and it's this new currency, I think there are a lot of us who were rah-rah for that and we would like it to happen. I'm one of those people. But there, in economics, there's no solutions. There's only trade-offs, as Thomas Sowell says.
Right.
And whenever you have technology, there's the upside and the downside. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about the stuff that Facebook has been doing, but we wanted to start having a conversation, something that really didn't happen in the early days of social media. Remember, it was all fun and games and MySpace wallpapers, and now we're talking about the corporate version of Big Brother and censorship, and nobody thought
that was coming.
Who would have guessed it? And so
I think some people would have guessed it.
Some people would have, but I don't think that it was being pushed forward and talked about. So we wanted to have an event where we could start bringing up these issues, and it was very well attended. I don't think we could have had very many more people there. You were there.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
And, oh, thank you for coming. And I think that we got some people's minds working, I hope, and I hope that the conversation continues forward. We're going to do more of these events.
Are you?
We all had a great time.
Nice. Cool. And there's video, by the way. Yes. There were like four different cameras there, and so I've given my footage to Derek J., who also had a camera there, and you're going to get the footage tonight, so hopefully it'll be a nice, like, multi-cam video to come out of this, because the content was really good.
I appreciate that.
I mean, we won't dive too deep into what it was like, because it was really more for Bitcoin people. You know, it was like, if you're into the world of cryptocurrency, if you're into Bitcoin, then this was a must-see, I think, event. Lots of good ideas there. My favorite part, and I complimented Daniel on this, was when he likened the ideal Bitcoiner to Don Quixote.
Yes.
For listeners unfamiliar, it's an old story of this purportedly crazy guy who goes around tilting at windmills.
Yes.
And I think he likened it to, you know, the ideal Bitcoiner should be like that because we believe a thing that most people don't believe. We believe in this sort of magic internet money, right? And we want other people to believe in that thing as well. And we can prove that this stuff works, right?
Like, they're starting to believe in it. I'm looking at this thing that you showed me from Walmart, these little chocolate bitcoins that were
$1. The chocolate bitcoins.
Yeah, for a dollar, you can get how many chocolate bitcoins?
There's seven
bitcoins for a dollar. But the fact that they're now they're chocolate now.
Right.
So they're kind of making a little bit of a joke about it,
right?
But at least they're acknowledging that it's real. So that's how See, that's how it all starts with Bitcoin. That's how they. That's how Bitcoin gets you.
We're selling those for $42,000 and change because you get seven of them in it. So
yeah, I was saying
I don't have any takers yet.
I've been saying I'm CBTC rich,
right?
Chocolate Bitcoin rich because I got nice. I bought a whole box of them. I was telling Ben there's literally an end cap display at the Walmart here in Keene, and it's not like. They just put this in Keene because they knew Keene.
Right.
There were pictures of these things showing up outside of Keene. We were actually wondering when we were going to get them.
Right.
And so finally they've shown up, and they literally are just boxes of these things.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, at least amongst the Bitcoin community here, boxes of them have walked out. I mean, I got 86 in one box.
Yeah, I got 77 of them.
That I took, and we sell them at our store now. So
that's amazing.
There we go.
I love it.
So anyway, Bitcoin Heretics, was it .com?
Bitcoinheretics.com, yeah.
Bitcoinheretics.com. I presume that once the video is available, it will be there.
Yes, it will.
Of course, we'll let you know on the air as well. So the news headline here that I think we should talk about is not what we were talking about yesterday about Facebook, which is the fact that they have taken down 800-plus pages and a few hundred accounts recently in this purge of what included a number of liberty-oriented, police accountability kind of Facebook pages like CopBlock.
Yeah.
We covered that in detail last night. Of course, you're welcome to comment on any of these things. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available now over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio, that's the way you do that. So you can comment on any of these things, but the big headline here, top of Drudge Report actually right now, is a news report from WRAL San Francisco. The New York Times actually reporting here on the same day Facebook announced it had carried out its biggest purge yet of American accounts peddling disinformation. Which is a huge insult. The company quietly made another revelation. It had removed 66 accounts, pages, and apps linked to Russian firms that build facial recognition software for the Russian government.
Oh, no.
Facebook said Thursday it had removed any accounts associated with Social Data Hub and its sister firm, Fubutech, because the companies violated its policies by scraping data from the social network.
So we built an insecure social network,
right.
So we're kicking you off because you took advantage of our weaknesses.
But that's their entire business is data scrapage.
Right,
right.
This is why this is very ironic, right? So Facebook is making a big to-do about how they're protecting people.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting rid of these Russian Facebook scrapers, these data miners or whatever.
Right.
So, only we can do this, because that's what they do.
Only we can track your every move once you visit Facebook and then you leave, that the pixel follows you and tracks everywhere that you go. Only we are allowed to do that.
Right. And these companies probably aren't paying Facebook.
Well, that's the key.
Yeah, they're making money off of Facebook data, and I think that's what violates Facebook's terms.
Absolutely. Right. And, look, this was the point that was made actually yesterday when in their press release of their blog post about the takedowns, they actually admit, if you read it and you read it right, they actually admit they are jealous of sites like CopBlock or the Freethought Project getting people to leave Facebook to where those sites can then generate revenue.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Right.
They actually, attack them for that in their blog post because they want you to stay on Facebook. And that's the reason why they will take, if you put a link to a site that's not Facebook on Facebook, it immediately sort of deprioritizes that, right? Like, that will not get seen nearly as much as if you link to a page on Facebook on Facebook. And so they're mad because the CopBlock and, these other sites figured out a way to try to combat that by sharing each other's posts on each other's page. And that's what Facebook comes at them for and literally references the advertisements that are visible on the other sites, on CopBlock, on the Freethought Project, and suggests that it's somehow bad that these sites are generating revenue, or trying to, because I can tell you, I've seen the numbers from CopBlock.
Sure, it's not.
And they're not, they were barely even, this was a year ago when they were sold, they were barely even covering their hosting costs, and now the site's a shell of what it used to be. So this is all about not only revenue, but keeping you on Facebook and giving you no reason to leave.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that from a business point of view. I mean, Facebook is absolutely free to do that. I think what my concern would be if I were a middle manager in Facebook going, guys, we're really getting an awful lot of bad press here, and we really got to tone back the whole authoritarian thing.
We got more coming up. We'll tell you more about this facial recognition crackdown by Facebook here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can Call in toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord is a chat service. It's free. It's great. It is a centralized chat service, however, and that's sort of the theme that we've been discussing here, is not relying on centralized services. Mm-hmm. But that said, it's a pretty good one because, again, it's free, and it actually sounds really good. It sounds a lot better than Skype used to, for instance, for on-air calls. Mm-hmm. And there's also, you know, you've got the handy feature that there are multiple chat rooms that are open and available to you there that you can converse with other Free Talk Live listeners in over at discord.lrn.fm. So Ian, Chris, and Vin in the studio here tonight. WRAL and the New York Times reporting on Facebook apparently taking down multiple Facebook pages and apparently apps linked to alleged Russian firms that they say are building facial recognition software for the Russian government. Facebook said on Thursday they had removed accounts associated with Social Data Hub and its sister firm, Fubu Tech. They said to the New York Times, quote, Facebook has reason to believe your work for the, or this was actually in a, I guess, their takedown notice to them. Quote, Facebook has reason to believe your work for the government has included matching photos from individuals' personal social media accounts in order to identify them, said the company in a cease and desist letter to Social Data Hub that was dated Tuesday and viewed by the New York Times. Facebook gave the companies until Friday to detail what data they had taken and then delete it all, as though they have any kind of authority over a Russian, Russian firm.
Russian government operation is going to be like, oh, sorry.
Oops.
Yeah, oh, we violated the terms of service. I'm sure we're going to do that right away, sir.
I'm scared. Right, and you just shut us down. You've just killed our whole revenue stream from this. So, yes, we're very eager to comply with your wishes.
And it seems like what they're talking about there, from a technical standpoint, it seems like what they're talking about is that they used Facebook's data as their sort of image sample or their image pool, and then they would match it when someone would use like a facial recognition app. But it would seem to me that they would already have everything that they needed at this point. I'm sure that they wouldn't have just left it on Facebook servers. I'm sure they scraped it down and put it in databases.
Right, that's why Facebook is asking them. That's why they're saying, just tell us what you took.
Yeah.
And then tell us you've deleted. I mean, then what? They're going to let them back on? They're going to let them have their accounts again?
Yeah.
Are you going to sue them in Russian court over this because they violated your terms of service? I mean, do people actually get sued over that?
No. I don't. Well, as far as I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, look, the terms of service on a website are not a real contract.
No.
Okay. You click that you agree to them. Nobody ever reads it, first and foremost.
Right.
So, you know, generally in order to have a contract, as I understand it, there's certain elements that have to be mm-hmm. present. You have to have an agreement. You have to have consideration. You have to have, there's like four different elements. And you have to have mutual, like some sort of like a mutual understanding. There has to be mm-hmm. some evidence that the parties are actually understand the thing that they're signing
right.
and have actually read and are on board with it. And, you know, these, of course, terms of service don't even have a place for your signature. They're also not signed on the other side by
no.
the corporation.
No. Right.
And most of the terms of service usually have a term that says, and it's usually one of two variants, either the company or the corporation can update the terms at any time without right. notice, or they can update the terms any time with notice.
Right.
I've seen them both.
Yeah.
And, and I don't read a lot of these things, but I've definitely looked into some of them, and I've seen those terms. So, like, if the contract is that one side of the one party gets to update the contract any time.
That's not a contract.
And all they got to do is tell you, or even in some cases not tell you. You know, that's not a contract.
No.
So I don't think that, you know, it's certainly don't think a Russian firm in any way could be held liable for violating those terms of service. Usually the only, you know, the only punishment for violating terms of service is you get disconnected from the service.
Well, which is what's happening, clearly.
Right.
And I think that governments are the only ones that are allowed to change the rules.
Right.
And have
and punish you for
retribution,
it.
Right.
So it says here the case illustrates a new reality for Facebook. Social Data Hub and FubuTech have been around for at least 4 years, relying in part on Facebook data to build products that might alarm some civil liberty advocates. Well, the alarming part is the fact that Facebook exists in the first place,
yeah,
and the fact that they've been building data profiles with your consent over the last decade plus.
Right.
That is incredibly alarming, or should be alarming to anybody that cares about privacy.
And it's not that the problem isn't that they're working with a government, right? That there is a government involved and that's a threat to the people. It's that it's the Russian government, because we know that the U.S. government is working with Facebook.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's an open door policy over this.
Yes.
So that's morally inconsistent in and of itself, because it's not that they're saying, oh, we would hate for government actors to get a hold on this because we value our users so much. No, it's just plain and simple. Like, it's just not that government.
Yeah, and I do think the playing field has changed. I mean, I remember I was working for big corporations back in the early 2000s and things like that, and we would always have some sort of a technology team that would be talking about, you know, have you heard of this thing called Wiki that's coming up, you know, and
yep,
what are we going to do with that? I remember the early discussions about social media. I mean, we talked about the benefits of collaboration, the benefits of having channels outside of our normal channels, and all these things that social media could bring into the workplace. But honestly, we never thought about data mining. We were concerned with security,
mm-hmm,
whether things would be discussed there that shouldn't be discussed in those spaces. But we just never looked at it as if what a treasure trove for a bad actor to come in and to delve into. So,
which it was.
Oh, huge, biggest honeypot.
Well, you never see these
planet
things. You never see them coming.
Right.
Right. These are the unknown unknowns to where, as technology moves, I mean, it's just, you imagine the telephone. I'm sure that Alexander Graham Bell would have never thought about telemarketers, right? The idea that, like, oh, yeah, there's going to come a time when, you know, 50% of the phone calls that are moving across this thing is going to be a complete stranger trying to sell you something. That would be like, what? That
right
doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah,
but
sure. At the time, it was like, oh, my God, I can
right
talk to somebody.
Exactly.
Right.
So you have you always have these weird things that pop up with any technology. It's important to try to see them. Hopefully we can do that with technology moving forward, because I really feel like it's getting to a point where it's a legit problem. People are relying so much on social media,
yeah,
for all of their information, that these few companies that control it, the Googles and Facebooks of the world, they really are sitting on a huge lever for humanity right now.
Oh, yeah.
And as was pointed out last night, are they going to shut down Fox News? Are they going to shut down CNN?
Because it will happen.
Well, maybe they will, but these are sort of like the state-approved media, right? So, like, they're doing the same thing that CopBlock or the Free Thought Project is doing, meaning that they're posting links to their own sites,
sure,
where they're monetizing their websites, as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Facebook was partially upset about.
I think this is an information war that nobody really anticipated, that it's going to become about shutting down each other's services because of money. And that's what's been happening for mm-hmm the last couple of years.
All right, we got more on the way here about the Facebook data scraping. It's okay when they do it, but not okay when some other company does it. Probably not as well as Facebook.
Me too.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson says President Trump fought hard for his release from prison in Turkey, and it paid off. Brunson has met the president in the Oval Office after Turkish officials let him go.
We would like to pray for you. We pray for you often. Thank you.
As a family, my wife and I pray for you.
Thank you. Well, I need it probably more than anybody in this room.
The president also said on CBS's 60 Minutes that his administration will be angry if the Saudi government ordered the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that if that were the case. So we're going to have to see. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, Black Saturday edition of the show.
Very professional, Vin.
Oh, my goodness.
Very professional.
Here we are. We'll take your calls about anything you want. Check out Vin over on his website, vinarmani.com.
Thanks, sir.
You're doing a new show, Vin.
I am.
You're doing Destination Unknown.
Destination Unknown. It's, I guess, for those people who are sort of kookier conspiracy theory buffs, they will like the show because it has those elements, although we are skeptics.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're not a flat earther. Right?
No. Okay. No, okay. No.
That's
no,
what I consider kookier.
Yes, that I consider that kooky as well. No, we're skeptics, and we are guys who like science. We're both, me and my host, my co-host, Dave Butler, we're both, you know, in the technology field. And so we really are trying to do maybe a little bit of the conspiracy theory thing, kind of. Some of the same, touch on the same subjects, similar subjects, but really try to see, you know, is there any truth that is some logical truth in this without putting anything extra on it? And it's turned out to be really fun. Two bottles of wine we do over a two-hour podcast we do live. So it's good. The last 20 minutes is usually very entertaining.
All right, check them out over at VinArmani.com. And also, Freedom's Phoenix is a great liberty-oriented news aggregation site if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Facebook.com. As we continue here talking about Facebook taking down not just the hundreds of pages that we reported on yesterday, many of whom were within the Liberty Movement, like CopBlock and the Free Thought Project, but also now apparently targeting a couple of Russian companies that Facebook is alleging was scraping their website. Now, if you've never heard of that term before, they actually will explain it here. The New York Times says that it's a rudimentary technique in which computer programmers can pull information off of a website. It's difficult to detect and prevent, said Facebook. Scraping can... But, well, the reason for that is because it looks just like a web browser.
That's all it is. Yeah,
if,
that's
if you're, exactly what if you're it is. Scraping, what it means is when, when you're browsing the web on whatever browser you happen to be using, whether it's your phone or your laptop, when you're browsing, your browser is downloading images, it's downloading text, and scraping that just simply means basically automating that process.
That's right.
Having a script.
Sucking it all in.
Right. So, like, one way to scrape it might be to have a script that pulls up Vin's profile, and if Vin's got his friends list public, then pulls his friends list up, and then hits every single friend on the friends list, and then goes to all their friends, and goes to all their friends, and just keeps on going That's until right. it builds essentially as much of a copy of the Facebook data as it possibly can. There's nothing, you know, violating of, you know, just downloading data from Facebook if you're one of their users, but they're saying that these companies were violating their terms of service simply because they alleged that they were scraping rather than just using Facebook. But the difference between scraping and using, again, almost impossible to tell when
it's
you're looking at a server.
Of efficiency, and that's it.
Yeah. So it says here that scraping can pull any data that's left public on a Facebook profile. And Artur Kachuyan, the 26-year-old chief executive of Social Data Hub and Fubutech, said in an interview Friday Facebook had deleted his company's accounts unfairly. Fubutech does build facial recognition software for the Russian government and uses Facebook data, but it scrapes Google search results for that information, not Facebook, he said. And Social Data Hub's main product, a system that assigns scores to Russian citizens based on their social media profiles for insurers and banks, required permission from the users that it rates, he said. He said he taught Russian journalism students how to scrape the web and that two of them had scraped Facebook for the public profiles of their classmates. He believes Facebook mistook the students' activity for his company's work. But regardless of whatever the truth is behind what these companies were doing, whether it was students who were doing it or it was the company's regular day-to-day, you know, goings-on, it's irrelevant. The point here is that Facebook is acting like they're doing you a favor, that they're protecting you. Here's what their spokesperson said. Katie Dormer rejected the company owner's claim, saying that Facebook had conflated his students' activity with the actions of his companies. Quote, "We don't take these actions lightly," she said. "The fact that we took the action and sent the letter means we saw enough evidence." See, they're serious about this. Facebook is cracking down, making sure that your privacy is only violated by Facebook.
This is there was an interesting nugget buried in there about that what they were doing was they were scraping it and they were using an algorithm to create scores, social scores.
Correct. That's right.
That's what the Chinese government is doing. So it looks like the Russian government's doing it. We should assume that the U.S. government is doing it. This social score thing. It's on. I mean, that was just in the most recent season of Black Mirror.
Right.
That was the first. Right. I think it was Bryce Dallas Howard, who was the actress who was in that episode, that it was all. It was basically Facebook, but with social scores,
right.
And it would ruin people's lives if they had this low score.
You're a bad citizen.
This is where it's going.
Yeah, the Chinese story. That one's. It's been there for. They've been talking about doing this for a few years. But that to me is the most chilling, the most troubling, that your life can be raided by a government, and then your life can be. It's not that it can be raided; it can then be controlled by a government.
Well,
and
this is not a new
idea.
Is not a new idea. I was reading Michael Malice's book, which was one of his books, which is about North Korea's former supreme leader, Kim Jong-il. And so the father of Kim Jong-un, who's in there now, and kind of it tells his story from birth to death. Really interesting book, highly recommend it. But at one point they talk about how Kim Jong-il created this system to rate every single citizen every person in North Korea, and it was a three-tiered rating system. Mm-hmm. There was kind of like the party allegiance, like the people who had, and there's certain names for these, I'm not recalling them, but the people who were like really allied with the party, they're going to do whatever the party says, you know, total stools or right. Tools or whatever.
Right.
And then there was like the middle level, which was like, yeah, average folks who are pro, pro communism, but they're not like, out there on Front Street with it as much as the party people. And then there were the other people, the lower class, the people who were not to be trusted, you can't let them into the party, the people who were going to be kept an eye on by the police. So, I mean, this was back in the 50s and the 60s mm-hmm, sure. is when they came up with this. So, I mean, it's an old idea that's now being enabled even more so by the technology we have, and even further enabled by the fact that people are voluntarily contributing all the information they possibly can to these databases run by Facebook.
I can't remember. I think it was The Onion, but Onion did a spoof on the CIA, awarding Mark Zuckerberg with the highest award for coming up a way for people to voluntarily
yes.
tell them everywhere that they're at and everything that they're doing and every aspect of their life. But the point's well taken. I mean, that's what troubles me, and this is a societal thing, is that we do all this stuff voluntarily.
Yeah.
Nobody's forcing me to go on Facebook.
And say what it is that you're eating, tag right, your location.
Right.
You know, what I've never been able to understand, because I have a young child, I've never once posted a photo of her on any of my social mm-hmm. media, but I see people with children, and literally from the moment of their birth.
Right.
They are creating a record to track virtually every day of this child's life.
Have you seen the creepiest thing that I've ever seen any of my friends do is actually, like, at birth, create a Facebook account?
Yeah, that's strange.
Wow.
I mean, that is just, are you nuts?
Yeah, people are doing this. Is it, I mean, The Onion was spot on. Like, Zuckerberg created, wittingly or unwittingly, he created the ultimate Orwellian tool for authoritarian control.
What they've dreamt about for decades.
Yes.
Yes. If we only had this.
Have you seen The Onion's spoof on Facebook? They created their own social network, fake social network company, and their own CEO.
Oh, no.
And there's like, if you've ever seen the Onion video channel on YouTube, this is one of the. There's a series of a few of these, and it's pretty entertaining. So check that out. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Have the recent announcements about Facebook and the privacy and the crackdowns, has this affected you at all? I mean, have you decided maybe to change your habits as a result of this? Or are you hammering out right now on Facebook your opinions about what Facebook just did?
Probably.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because there are alternatives. As I explained on RT yesterday, like the decentralized Mastodon, for instance. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and we are here on the live Saturday edition of the program, talking sort of just generally about Facebook and privacy violations that people essentially assist with. I mean, if you're giving it away, then it's not really a violation of your privacy. Facebook claiming here they've cracked down on some Russian companies that were scraping the data from their website, which is just a ridiculous level of hypocrisy, suggesting that Facebook is somehow going to be a good steward for your data.
Those days are long gone.
Yes.
If they ever did exist. Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, there was probably that time when Facebook was just like a little company that just did, what, the colleges or something back in the day.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Probably weren't evil at that point.
Right.
You know?
But I think they were a little ideological, you know, more ideologically pure back then. And then, you know, that's just based on reading stuff from that period of time and their goals for it, but... But, yeah, once those dollar signs start kicking in, then it makes it hard. And
right, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with making money on the Internet. I mean, you know, good luck. I mean, great. That's great if you can make some money online, especially if you can do what they've done. I don't begrudge them of providing the service that they have. I mean, people want it, obviously. People want to feel like that they're connected to other people, right? That's the whole allure of social media. It's social. Mm-hmm. You can be social while you're sitting on your phone alone in a room somewhere, or worse, sitting in a room with other people on their phones all together. I mean, who hasn't seen that
at the dinner table?
Right.
Not interacting with anybody at the dinner table.
Right.
Interacting with us.
Everybody's seen that happen.
Everybody has. I've been guilty of it in the past.
I have been too. I've honestly known people that I would describe as lonely people that may have 500 or 600 friends on Facebook. So I don't know if that sort of self-assurance plays a part in the popularity of social media, too, I'm much more popular than I really am. I don't know.
They say that people who spend, the more time you spend on social media, the lonelier people report themselves as being. Actually.
I've heard that. Right. I've heard that as well. And you know, it may not be true of everybody, but for people that, the analysis I heard of that was that for people that are, let's say, jealous of what their friends are doing, they feel even more disconnected. So, like, if their friends are posting a picture, they're going on vacation, right? They're jetting around the world. They're doing all these fun things. And the person who's looking at that is like, boy, I wish I could live that life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've got to go back to work tomorrow or whatever. And so that could lead to somebody feeling more depressed. Whereas the person who is jetting around the world and having all kinds of fun, they're probably not having the same experience with social media that the other individual is. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got Larry. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey.
Do you care if I say how you doing, boys?
That's fine.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking about this, Mark, man. Now,
nope, Mark's not here. He's gone. This is Ian. We've got Ian, Chris, and Vin in the studio tonight.
Ian, Chris, and Dan. Okay, y'all young fellas, right?
Well,
depends. Compared to some people.
I'm 62-year-old color boy.
All right.
Okay, now, youngster. Go ahead.
Most of the people that I know will take the mark of the beast. If they say they're going to cut them off from their social media and their computer and their iPhone, they'll go ahead and take the mark of the beast. So that's something that they've accomplished now, and that we have tied our lives so much to media and so forth. I have my truck decorated now with Just Say No, and it's got an iPhone behind it, right? And people ask about that. And then on the back panels, it says Slaves. And then they say,
what?
Well, slave. It says slave.
Slaves, okay.
Okay.
Slaves to the iPhone. Slaves to technology.
Slaves to iPhone. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But,
what are you talking to us on right now? Are you on a cell phone?
I'm on a flip phone.
Flip phone, okay.
I'm on a flip phone. You know, I had an iPhone, but it's nothing but a miserable waste of time. I mean,
really?
All the apps and stuff that people have, and people tell me, Larry, you could do a lot better off in your business if you had a computer and so forth. But the computer is nothing but a waste of time, and what it does is it takes your consciousness away, and it makes you dependent on it, and just think if that goes away, then your business goes away. So I just think that, repeat myself, that most people that use an iPhone would take the mark of the beast if they felt like
I think
like
you might be right about
be
that.
Taken away.
Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Take care, man.
I don't agree that computers are bad or that computers are evil. I mean, it's just technology. In the same way that, you know, forging a blade from steel is technology, right? Like, you know, you can do good things with a blade. You can do bad things with a blade. You can do good things with the Internet, and you can do bad things with the Internet. And the iPhone can be, or the Android phone, you know, our smartphones can be the tool to shine a light on the oppressors, like, you know, recording video of the police hurting somebody, or they can be the oppressor. The tool of the oppressor, showing the government your location at any moment in time or whatever. So these are technology's always been a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and you create the problem is, and I think what Larry was getting at is that you create a point of failure for societies when you become reliant on a particular technology. So, you know, we're sitting here in New Hampshire, and there were centuries when there was no electricity here, and people survived here, and they got by. Well, and this is my point. It's, we can't even imagine that, because you imagine if there was no way to get electricity, and electricity goes out, but, like, let's imagine that it was 4 months at a time.
Right. Yeah.
North Korea.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
it's not that
I mean,
bad
it would be some serious. Well, but see, they're used to it going out. We're so reliant upon it that if it was like, there's in all of New Hampshire, there's not
going to
be electricity for 3 months.
Yeah, I'm going to Acapulco.
You know, we're so and that's the same thing that now that level of connectivity, like Larry's saying, to where, you know, you have a business. I know if I had no internet access, my income would be completely
gone. Nothing.
I'd be completely completely broke.
Right. We couldn't do this show if it weren't for the Internet.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of things that the Internet has enabled. Let's continue here, though, with your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. He's John in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hey, John.
Yeah, hey, fellas. I kind of wanted to touch on the social media topic and, like, how kind of, like, social media is, like, people's social base anymore and how real, like, socializing has become almost an unacceptable thing.
Now, how old are you, if I can ask, John?
Oh, I'm 39.
Okay, so you're Generation X or close, you know, so, sort of a, in late Generation X. So you've seen this on the rise. So again, have you observed that amongst your friends and family members and coworkers?
Sure, man. Like you guys were just saying, everybody's at the dinner table and no one's conversating amongst each other. Everybody's in their phone and in their own little world. I was at McDonald's. They had a McDonald's up the road. It was shut down for a couple weeks because they were doing some repairs. And I like an Egg McMuffin in the morning like any man, so I ride my bike down there to grab an Egg McMuffin. I go in, they're finally opened, and there's no more cashiers. Everything's done on a computer screen. So I figure, why am I paying $6 for an egg on a muffin with cheese if nobody's going to, you know, be there to throw in some service with a smile, man?
Yeah, they haven't reduced the price, is what you're saying. The price is still the same, but you don't actually have any human interaction.
Well, to be fair, that's minimum wage laws.
That's the fight for 15 right there.
Exactly.
That's the fight for 15. Got you
writ large.
Yeah, if you fight for 15, you're really fighting for robots to take your order. So there you go.
Pretty much.
Unbelievable, guys. Anyway, that's all I got.
John, thanks for your comments. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, if you have friends with phones and family with phones and you've been at a dinner table, then you know this experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very, very prolific. We've read stories about young people in the United States today and how, you know, when we were teenagers, you went out, you did things, you hung out, you know, whether it was going to the mall or going out to some sort of game or whatever it is, you know, or to the arcade that teenagers would have done when we were growing up. That doesn't happen anymore, apparently. They are hanging out less. Mm-hmm. They consider hanging out to be sitting in a chat room or on whatever app that they happen to be on. So they believe they're hanging out with their friend, even if their friend is halfway across the town and they're not actually in the same room together.
Well, being a little bit older, just by a couple years than you young fellas, but when video games came along, that's when I first noticed a real sea change. So
really?
Before that, and I'm saying before you could go to a video arcade. But that would be something we would do socially.
Right.
That
arcades
was
were social engagement.
It was.
Yes.
Right. And it was competition, and it was all this stuff. But once the video game machine came into our home in the form of an Atari 2600, things shifted a little bit. And then it was, we weren't leaving. Kids were coming over to our house until they got their own. But that, to me, was kind of the beginning of the shift to a little more isolation.
Absolutely.
There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. Are things going to get better from here, or is it going to get a lot worse? 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and also our Discord. It's available to you at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop in the on-air call-in lines there, and you sound great. Hour 2's coming up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.